We'll keep going now. Look at this very important question. I would like to know about 1 Corinthians 15:24-28. The Jehovah's Witnesses point out those verses and say that Jesus never admitted to or said he was God. Let's read 1 Corinthians 15:24-28. Then cometh the end when he shall have delivered up the kingdom to God, even the Father, when he shall have put down all rule and all authority and power. For he must reign till he hath put all enemies under his feet. The last enemy that shall be destroyed is death, for he hath put all things under his feet. But when he saith, all things are put under him, it is manifested that he is accepted, which did put all things under him. And when all things shall be subdued unto him, then shall the Son also himself be subject unto him that put all things under him, that God may be all in all. These verses are in reference to the end of the Lord's millennial kingdom. It's at this time that the Lord will have put down all rule and all authority and power. Having reigned as the Son of Man and as the mediator between God and man, the Lord Jesus delivers the kingdom back to his Father. Creation, in a perfect state, will be brought back to God. At his birth, the Lord Jesus assumed a subordinate place. Throughout eternity, he will continue in that position. Does that mean that Jesus is not God? Absolutely not. Jesus declared himself to be God in several places in the Scriptures. Let's begin by reading John 5:17-18, which says, But Jesus answered him, My Father worketh hitherto, and I work. Therefore the Jews sought the more to kill him, because he not only had broken the Sabbath, but said also that God was his Father, making himself equal with God. Now, let's read John 10:30-33, where Jesus stated, I and my Father are one. Then the Jews took up stones again to stone him. Jesus answered them, Many good works have I showed you from my Father. For which of those works do you stone me? The Jews answered him, saying, For good work we stone thee not, but for blasphemy, and because that thou, being a man, makest thyself God. When the Lord declared equality with God the Father, the Jews knew exactly what he was saying. He was declaring that he was God. The Jews understood his meaning and sought to kill him for making such a statement. So, we clearly here have two times that the Lord Jesus declared that he is God. Let's listen to the words of God the Father himself concerning the person of his Son. Hebrews 1:8 is the Father speaking about his Son Jesus. That says, But unto the Son he saith, Thy throne, O God, is for ever and ever. A scepter of righteousness is the scepter of thy kingdom. What greater proof could there ever be that Jesus is God? God himself acknowledges that his Son is God. There are other verses declaring that Jesus is God, but I think we have enough here to establish that important truth.